Welcome back to the show. 2 Minute Drill coming up second half of the hour. Your chance to beat me in trivia, which is what usually happens. Tim Zimmer putting that together in the back. But right now, let's bring on in Scott Smith, fantasy analyst and contributor at rotoviz.com to talk a little fantasy football. And if you've got a question for Scott, who to sit, who to start, waiver wire pickups, you can give us a call at 504-260-1870. And you can also text us your questions at 870-870. I know Tim Zimmer is going to hop on here with some questions. Scott, what's going on, man? How are you?
Doing good, man. Happy with this voting session that went through and passed, some daily fantasy sports here in Louisiana.
Oh, man. How exciting is that? How exciting is that for you professionally, Scott?
It's pretty exciting for me. I was actually playing before they started kind of regulating it a little bit more by tracking IP addresses. So it's been a couple of years. I'll play here and there when I go out of town, like last week when I was in New York. But it's exciting that it's going to come here. We'll have to wait until the state goes into session in April for some bills and everything to go through and be legislated. And hopefully they figure out how they want to tax everything and figure out if everything's going to be regulated by the Gaming Commission.
Yeah, that sounds like my online poker experience back in my college days. We're bootleggers, man, with this kind of stuff. But it won't have to be very much longer. I love it. Hopefully sports betting is on the way within the next couple of years, too. Let's start it off talking about Dez Bryant here, Scott. How much value does he have fantasy-wise?
Yeah, I think Dez is going to have a lot of value for the Saints. You start looking at how the Saints offense is operating. They haven't had much in the passing game outside of Michael Thomas. And specifically, Michael Thomas, while he's done well, he hasn't been one of those real killers or big producers in the red zone. And that's where Dez seems to go ahead and thrive. And I think when you start looking at Dez and how good he is in the red zone, and I don't think he's had a quarterback that's quite as accurate as Drew Brees. And I think that'll come in, especially with the Saints not really having, huge tight end numbers. You know, they get by with Ben Watson. So I actually think Dez will be pretty productive here in the Saints offense.
Yeah, do you think – define pretty productive. Is he a wide receiver 2? Is he a 3? Where would you have him?
You know, I think he'll be a flex. He'll be a flex option. You know, week in and week out basis, depending upon matchups. I think for somebody you're picking up on the waiver wire, especially right now, he's one of the best options you have out there. So I think you have to look at those matchups they have, and especially in weeks where the over and under is like over 50, I think Dez can be a good matchup.
Scott, I have a 2-part question for you. Golden Tate just got traded to the Eagles over last week. Give me his impact with the Eagles, and also, Kenny G, he's killing me right now for the Lions. Kenny Golladay, what do I do with a Kenny Golladay? I think he's had 2 games where under 5 points. I want to start him for his impact, but at the same time, I'm getting to the point where I don't know if I can start him anymore.
Yeah, Golden Tate's actually one of my starts of the week. You look back at what he did week 4 when he played against Dallas, and he put up 8 receptions for 132 yards and 2 touchdowns. So I think even going over to Philadelphia and this being his first game, he had the extra week. He's actually coming off back-to-back bye week. So I think you can look for him to be productive and go ahead and be there and good putting up good start and lineup numbers. As far as Golladay, I think you just have to continue to roll with him, either in a flex or as a wide receiver too. Those numbers are going to come. I wouldn't necessarily play him this week. Detroit's got a tough matchup this week, so I wouldn't look for him necessarily this week, but I think he can bounce back down the road.
Also, obviously, each week I'm a team that streams defenses. Is there any other defenses out there? I know the Packers play the Miami Dolphins. Just any other streaming defenses you recommend?
As bad as this team's been, their defense has actually been pretty solid, and that's the Buffalo Bills. You start looking at it, Sam Darnold's been injured, so they might be rolling with McCown this week, but the over and under on that game is 37.5 points. Buffalo's actually given up not that many touchdowns on the year, so they're a better defense than what they are overall team, so I wouldn't have a problem starting Buffalo, grabbing them off the waiver wire.
Here's a text from the 682. Have you given up on Dak yet, Scott?
Yeah, I think, if you've been starting Dak or if you even drafted him to be a starter, you start off the season in the wrong position anyway. But even with the addition of Amari Cooper, the offense is going to get better. But Dak is strictly a streaming option at this point to kind of cover bye week or injury. There's a lot of better options out there. And even if you're looking on the waiver wire this week for somebody, Alex Smith is playing against the Tampa Bay defense that gives up the most fantasy points in the league per quarterback. They're also ranked 31st against the pass as well. So that would be another option instead of Dak.
Talking to Scott Smith here, fantasy expert at rotoviz.com, at SSmithFF. Text your questions, date 7870. You can call us and ask him at 504-260-1870. Here's one on Twitter. Superflex Special is the name and avatar there. Is Russell Wilson a safe play this week against the Rams?
You know, I actually like Russell Wilson this week. I have him as a QB1 in my rankings on Fantasy Pros. So I think, especially when you look at how the Rams have struggled with the deep passing game, I think you can see him hooking up with Tyler Lockett. Marcus Peters has just been atrocious, especially if you watched him play last week. But if there's one place that the Rams are actually vulnerable, it's going to be deep down the field. And with the legs of Russell Wilson, he has the advantage of being able to get outside the pocket and make some things happen.
Scott, I was one of those owners that drafted Derrick Henry this year. I still have him on my team, unfortunately. Should I continue to play him? I have Ido Smith as well with the Falcons. Or there's a sneaky play I'm thinking about, maybe playing Elijah McGuire with the Jets. Which three of those guys do you recommend?
Yeah, I actually like Ido Smith. He's scored a touchdown in four of his last five games. He's been productive in that offense. You saw Tevin Coleman have a big game last week. But I think also if you start looking at things, the matchup that the Falcons have this week, that matchup, they've given up eight touchdowns over the last 4 weeks to running backs. So I think Ido Smith could sneak into the end zone. And also, I think Elijah McGuire is a nice stash. He got about 50% of snaps last week at the running back position. If you're in a PPR league, I think you can see him picking up a lot of those receptions that Crowell was getting a little bit while they didn't have anybody else. But I think McGuire will be a sneaky start in PPR league down the stretch.
Scott, can we hold you for 60 seconds here through the break?
Sure.
All right, we're going to hold Scott Smith, again, fantasy analyst and contributor at rotoviz.com, at SSmithFF. Again, questions to 87870 on the text line, 504-260-1870 on the phone line. Tim and I have a few more for Scott, and we'll be looking for a two-minute drill contestant here in about 10 minutes. If you missed it earlier tonight, Steelers thrash the Panthers. It's good news for the Saints as they have now a game and a half, hopefully soon to be two-game lead in the NFC South. All right, back talking fantasy football here with Scott Smith. Text us, call us. Here's one on the text line, Scott, from the 504. Mac, Cohen, Chubb, or Aaron Jones? Which two would you start? Again, that's Mac, Cohen, Chubb, and Aaron Jones, Scott.
Well, Marlon Mack's been having injury problems, and he's been very limited in practice this week for the Indianapolis Colts. Tariq Cohen is done well, but put up the goose egg last week. Of those matchups, I would feel most comfortable with Aaron Jones and Nick Chubb.
All right, I've got a good one for you because they play each other in one of my leagues, my paid league, don't tell anybody. I've got Mitch Trubisky and Matt Stafford as my two quarterbacks. It feels like Trubisky, I'm leaning him. Is that right?
Yeah, I think Trubisky is the safer play there. He's averaging just under 40 yards a week in rushing. 40 yards a game rushing. So also Detroit's given up 10th most points per game to opposing quarterbacks.
Tim Zimmer, hop on in here.
I think Scott's dying over on us.
I know. I was doing a little interlude. Tim Zimmer, come on in here. Help us, Scott. But Trubisky, the easy one there, you think, huh?
Sure.
All right, Tim, what you got?
I actually had something right now, and I totally forgot what it is. Okay, here we go, Scott. Okay, so Mark Ingram, he's been a little struggling the last week or two. What do you expect from these running backs in the Saints-Cincinnati game? I know the Saints have the top run defense in the league. Joe Mixon is basically the entire Bengals offense. What do you expect from Joe Mixon, Ingram, and Kamara in this one?
God, the Andy Dalton disrespect there, like embedded in that question there. Joe Mixon, the entire offense. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I actually think the Saints will do well in this matchup defensively, especially with A.J. Green out. So they'll really be able to key in on the running game and specifically Tyler Boyd. So I think the Saints will be able to play ahead from this game, and I think you'll see Mark Ingram get a little bit more involved, especially in the running game. I know Kamara's kind of been the guy, but if you look at the Bengals' rush defense, as far as Football Outsiders DVOA rankings, the Bengals actually ranked 27th in the league, so I think it's a good play.
Here's one from Danny Races on Twitter. Carson Wentz or Ryan Fitzpatrick this week?
I think you got to roll with Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick has been one of the top quarterbacks in the league as far as, putting up points this year when he's in there. And, I think the Redskins are very banged up on the offensive side, and I think they're going to struggle to kind of, like, put up points consistently this week. And I think when you're just looking at things with Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, you've got to go ahead and roll with the Fitz magic. I have him as a top 10 quarterback this week, so I'd feel more than comfortable playing him.
Scott, if you have a quarterback on bye like Deshaun Watson, what is your outlook on a guy potentially picking up Nick Mullins for the 49ers? I know he looked good on Thursday night, but it was against Oakland. So what do you expect for him going forward?
A lot of other analysts have Nick Mullins as a big sleeper this week. In my projections, he actually projects out like pretty well. Specifically for my projections, I have him putting up about 300 yards and 2 touchdowns. So I think he's a safe play this week against the Giants. You know, it's going to be a spotlight game on Monday night, and the Giants have been horrible. So I think you can safely play him as a streamer, you know, if you're really struggling and don't have another QB2 out there.
Scott Smith, fantasy analyst and contributor at RotoViz. It's a great week, Scott. Next year, we'll be talking a little paid fantasy leagues, daily fantasy leagues. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. Thanks so much, dude.
All right, thanks.
All right, at SSmithFF, be sure you give him a follow on Twitter. Great fantasy info there. And find his work at rotoviz.com. Remember, Saints, Bengals on Sunday. Our coverage starts at 8 a.m. That's right, 8 a.m. here for Fans First Take. You can join myself, Steve Court, for the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. And then at 10 o'clock, it's the Bud Light Countdown to kickoff with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and Christian Garrick. And then game time, high noon. Voice of the Saints, Zach Streif, Deuce McAllister, Steve Geller on the sidelines. And then after the game, it's the Point After with the Cajun Cannon and Christian live from Felix's Restaurant and Oyster Bar at 7400 Lakeshore Drive in Lakeview. That will go until 6 p.m. That's wall-to-wall Saints-Bengals coverage Sunday right here on the flagship for your New Orleans Saints WWL. That's 105.3 FM, 870 AM. You know what's interesting? I always grew up listening to AM radio, so I have this affinity, and I know a lot of our young crowd, the millennials, fringe millennial here, listen to the FM side. I still listen to the AM side, especially on game day. I don't know. There's something about the fidelity and maybe the lack of it of those AM broadcasts a little bit. Not lack of it, just a little bit different. No, it sounds, Tim, I'm guessing, knowing you, you probably listen to the FM side, right? You're an FM guy.
I used to listen to the AM version, and then I realized how clear FM sounds, and I was like, wow, I've been missing out.
It's weird. I don't like, it's like HD TV sometimes. Sometimes I don't want it completely HD. I don't want to see every zit, pimple, and blemish. I like a little bit of lack of clarity there. That's all I like, AM radio. I don't know. Let's squeeze in a call here at 504-260-1870. I'm Seth Dunlap, and this is The Last Lap. We'll go to Joey in Pearl River. Joey, welcome into the program. Well, let me try that. New phone system. I got to figure out which button to press here. We just installed a new phone system. Joey, what's going on?
Hey, nothing. Just waiting on the Friday night again.
Tomorrow, man, you know, we're going to have Andrew Scherer up at doing the Pearl River game. So we'll be doing live reports from Pearl River tomorrow night, 7 to 10:30 on the roundup, Joey.
I heard that. And y'all got something going on at Slidell also, huh?
Yes, we do. Slidell, home game in the playoffs. First time in a while that's
right.
Happened. We will have our buddy Mike Gambrell, former LSU Tiger offensive lineman, doing it for us there.
Absolutely. I mean, Big Mike. He was an All-American at LSU and just a sophomore at Slidell High. I mean,
there you go.
That's how good Mike was. I just wanted to touch base with you and give you guys a big pat on the back for another knockout of the regular season run. And let's just keep our fingers crossed that, you know, Coach Favre over there at Slidell High has got the guys ready to roll. I'm just afraid that up here in Pearl River, man, they must have University of Alabama guy setting up the schedule up here because there's nobody on the schedule, you know, other than who's in district.
Yeah, yeah, that happens a lot in high school football, dude. But, thanks for – I know you texting a lot on Friday night, so – appreciate it, dude. And we have a lot of fun with that show. Anybody who hasn't listened, even if you're not a huge high school football fan or maybe you don't like, just listen to the program for like 30 minutes. It's fast-paced. It's fun. And I still think it's – and not because of me at all. It's just because of our reporters. The best high school football show in the country, I think, anyways, Joey. I know Joey would agree. Joey, you're a super fan. So there you go. Appreciate it, dude. Thanks for listening.
No sweat.
All right, there he goes. Joey in Pearl River. Pearl River home game tomorrow in the playoffs. Here's a text from the 985. Seth – y'all have been getting spoiled with these late kickoffs. You're going to be able to wake up on time on Sunday? You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. I kind of did a double take when I read that promo. I knew I was starting at 8 o'clock on Sunday, but because I've been starting 3 hours later recently, or sometimes a lot later because of the nighttime games they've done a couple of times over the last couple of months, I kind of did a double take. 8 a.m.? That means I got to get here and start prepping at 6 a.m. And yeah, Tim says a good thing they don't play in London. Well, they're not doing those ridiculously early kickoffs. Well, I guess they did do one, didn't they? They did one this year. Yeah, they did the Eagles game early. But the other games aren't. They did one that was a noon kickoff, and I think the other one was a noon kickoff. So they did two noon kickoffs and one 8 a.m. kickoff. Yeah, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. All right, we're taking a break. When we come back, it's two-minute drill. So right now, if you want to hop in, it's two-minute drill trivia, 8 questions, 2 minutes to answer it. Who knows what Tim Zimmer came up with? I have no idea. Sports, maybe a pop culture question or two. We're going to take the first caller at 504-260-1870. That's 504-260-1870. Always have a ton of fun with this. Hop on in here. Who's it going to be? Two-minute drill trivia. Coming back next on the The Les Miles to Kansas rumors heating up. Apparently they've got some juice behind them, to steal a phrase from Drew Brees. Dennis Dodd, insider for CBS Sports, says on Twitter reportedly, and this is his quote, the Les Miles and Kansas camps have spoken, end quote, there. So I think we're going to see Les Miles at Kansas pretty soon, an official announcement there. Okay, it's time for two-minute drill trivia here every single week. Love to do this. Favorite time of the week means our final show of the week, and we like to play two-minute drill. And here's how this works. We get 8 questions, 2 minutes to answer these 8 questions, and there'll also be a tiebreaker in here. Usually it's a number. Try to get closest to that number. Break a tie if we have to have it. And we've got a competitor on the line. We've also got an alternate. Gary is the alternate. But Ron, you are first up here, Ron. Welcome on in. You know how to play this?
No, sir. I never played it before. No, sir.
All right. It is very easy, and I'm very easy to beat, as my record in this one indicates.
Hey, that's good news.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so everything's above the board here. Again, as all those losses with Joe. I'm turning everything down in the studio. Tim Zimmer, take it away.
Let me turn my mic on for a second. Here you go. Ron, I'm going to give you some questions, and you're just going to answer the questions. It'll be 8 questions. Let me get this music started because I have nothing ready.
Okay.
All right, first question. How many teams are currently undefeated in the FBS college football rankings or standings?
One?
No.
Oh, hell.
I got to take the first answer. So.
Sorry.
All right, question number 2. Who's currently the best team right now in the NBA? Record-wise.
Damn it, I was looking at this the other day. I'm going to go with Denver.
That's not right. Question number 3. Who was the last college football team to defeat the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Clemson.
That's incorrect as well. Question number 4. LSU and Arkansas's rival trophy, the Golden Boot, is the heaviest trophy in college football. How much does it weigh?
Oh, God. 150 pounds.
That's close, but it's incorrect. Question number 4, actually question number 5. Aaron Donald is one of the best defensive players in the NFL, but where did he go to college?
Auburn.
That's incorrect. Question number 6. NC State lost tonight to Wake Forest in college football. Name me 4 NFL quarterbacks that currently played for the Wolfpack. That played for the Wolfpack. That are in the NFL.
Oh, God. The guy right now is playing for...
You get a point. You get a point for every question. Or you get a point for every one you name.
It's the guy that's playing for Chicago right now. Damn, I can't think of his name. Oh, boy. He's playing for Chicago right now.
We're going to have to move on because we have 2 more questions.
Okay.
All right, question number 7. The Patriots have won 13 of the last 14 AFC East divisional championships. Which team won the division in 2008, not named the Patriots?
Pittsburgh.
That is incorrect. And question number 8, what was the top grossing movie so far in the month of November?
Okay, can you say that again, please?
What was the top? What's the top grossing movie so far in the month of November?
Okay, the top. What kind of movie?
The most. What movie has made the most money so far this month in November? Movie out currently.
Jeez, I don't even know what movie's out right now.
All right, that's it. I gotta go because we're running late on time. Seth's gonna join us in a second. Here he is.
All right, I've gotten the signal to come back in here.
It wasn't good.
Okay, I don't want to know my number. I don't want to know my number. That was intimidating last week. I had a number of six I had to beat. Somehow did it. So, all right, let's fire it on up here, Timmy. 2 minutes on the clock. Let's do this thing.
All right, since we're low on time, we'll have to go quickly.
Yeah?
How many teams are currently undefeated in the FBS college football standings?
FBS?
Three. Incorrect. It's actually four. Alabama, Notre Dame, Clemson, and UCF.
Oh, Notre Dame. Yeah. Why do I always forget about Notre Dame? I was remembering UCF. I forgot. I don't know why I forgot Notre Dame.
Question number two. Who currently has the best record in the NBA?
Well, it was Denver. Is it still Denver?
No, it's actually Toronto. They have 11-1 record.
Well, that's where the Pelicans are playing next.
Who was the last college football team to defeat the Alabama Crimson Tide?
Oh, let's see here. Last year, well, that would have been Auburn.
That is correct. Question number four, the LSU-Arkansas trophies, the Golden Boots, the heaviest in college football. How much is it weigh?
That's a great question. Let's see. The heaviest in college, I'm going to go the heaviest trophy. We're going to go
it takes,
40.
It takes three men to carry it.
Three men to carry yeah, it? Well, I always see this. Is that the – I was going to say, I thought I usually see like four
or five. Two offensive linemen.
It will 145 pounds.
Actually, Ron was closer. He said 150, but it is 200, roughly 200 pounds.
Okay. Wait, if it's 150, I'm closer at 145.
He said 150.
Oh, you're saying it's 200 pounds is the
right.
answer.
The 200 pounds is the answer.
Okay.
Question number five. Aaron Donald's one of the best defensive players in the league. What school did he go to in college?
God, I know this because I just talked about it last week. I literally just talked about this last week.
I didn't know
it
at all when the game was going on either.
Pass. I'm going
to
remember this.
All right, question number six. NC State lost tonight to Wake Forest in college football. Name me a quarterback, four of the quarterbacks currently in the NFL that played for the Wolfpack. You get a point for each
Phillip Rivers.
That's one.
McGlennon.
That's two.
Russell Wilson.
That's three. There's one more.
That's a good one. They're like quarterback you here. One more. Okay, starter or not starter?
Well, that'd give you a hint, but yeah, he got traded recently, and he's a non-starter.
I don't know. I'm going to pass on the last one.
Jacoby Brissett.
Okay.
Question number seven. The Patriots have won 13 of the last 14 AFC East championships. What team won the division in 2008 not named the Patriots?
In 2008?
They won the AFC East.
I don't think that – was it the Jets? Was that I'm going to go Jets.
You got 1-3 shot here. It's actually the Miami Dolphins.
It wasn't the Bills. They didn't
make
the playoffs then.
11-5 that year. And question number eight, what is the top grossing movie so far in the month of November?
Well, it wasn't A Star is Born. It was, my goodness. It was the one that was right out when A Star is Born. Oh, in the month of November, not October.
This month. So 8 days.
Bohemian Rhapsody. It's got to be.
That's correct. You got five.
All right.
And you won.
All right. I like it. Ron, how'd it go for you, man?
It was terrible.
Hey, that's okay. I appreciate you playing, dude, and we'll have you back on. Thanks so much, man.
Okay.
All right. Ron and Kenner. Sometimes it goes that way, Ron. I blanked out, I think, 3 weeks ago. I went 0-8, so don't feel bad. You should feel really bad if you're hosting this show and you go 0-8, which is what I did 3 weeks ago. But what was the Aaron Donald school? I'm forgetting.
Oh, you went to Pittsburgh.
Pitt, yes, of course. Right. Okay. All right. Thanks for playing, Ron. It was fun. We're wrapping it up with a moment of zen from Marcus Peters. Coming back here on The Last Lap.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.